52 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. The last president getting fined almost seven figures over one of his lawsuits.
A Florida federal judge says Donald Trump and his lawyer's lawsuit claiming Hillary Clinton and former Justice Department officials conspired against him in the 2016 campaign had no reasonable legal claim, that it wasted the court and the defendant's time. The judge fining the former president and attorney for nearly $1 million in sanctions, saying the former president has a pattern of abusing the courts to serve political purposes, and then listed several other failed Trump lawsuits.
ABC's Andy Field. Federal jury in Topeka's convicted Chase Neal after he admitted in court, while acting as his own attorney, that he threatened to kill Congressman Jake LaTourneur. Doesn't appear anyone was killed or injured in an early morning fire in Seoul, South Korea, neighborhood of densely packed makeshift housing. At least 60 dwellings were destroyed. It took firefighters 5 hours to douse the blaze. This is ABC News. What's that saying? Good fences make for good neighbors. Case in point, from a suburb of Dallas.
Lakeisha Broomfield and Sydney Harris have lived next door to each other in Allen, Texas for a couple of years. The women have had disagreements over trash barrels, cars parked in the street, even water stolen out of backyard spigots. But earlier this month, as Broomfield was standing in her driveway, Sydney Harris then drove away.
I can't believe that anyone would hop in their car and hit a person the way that she hit me.
Harris was arrested and charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. She may have lost the battle, but won the war. Broomfield says she's moving. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Bird flu's killed so many chickens in the U.S. that egg prices have skyrocketed over much of the country. U.S. Customs and Border Protection now seeing an increase in eggs brought across the border. They're apparently cheaper in Mexico. It's technically illegal to enter the U.S. from Mexico with eggs. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Learn more at She Can STEM, a message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, Fox Valley, if you've got a favorite supper club, we're your station, Civic Media.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome back to the third hour of our program. A few other things to talk about here today that I think you'll find fascinating. Dear Kevin McCarthy, 25% of the national debt was incurred during the, roughly 25%, was incurred out of the 240 years we've been a republic, was incurred during the Trump administration. Now, this is pretty amazing. There's a piece about this over at Daily Kos. In fact, the headline is 25% of U.S. national debt incurred over 230 years, happened during the Trump administration. And it is pretty startling. You know, the Trump tax cut really, really jacked our debt. And it was, you know, during a time, or it led up to a time, actually the tax cut was in 2017, the COVID crisis was 2020, but it led up to a time when the economy crashed on top of that. And so, you know, all this money was just flowing out. David Jolly, the former Republican congressman from Florida, tweeted this morning. He tweeted, for context, roughly 25% of our total national debt incurred over the last 230 years actually occurred during the 4 years of the Trump administration. That's right, 25% of our entire national debt all during the Trump years. Janet Yellen is calling for the abolition of the debt ceiling, which is only rational and reasonable. But, you know, the Republicans, they are constantly looking for ways to force things to happen that the people don't want. They know that the vast majority of Americans don't want Social Security benefits cut. Republicans know this. But, you know, I remember 2005. George W. Bush actually campaigned around the country after he won that election. He made that famous statement. He said, I just won the election. I got political capital, and I'm going to use that political capital to privatize Social Security. And then he tried. He had this like 26, or whatever it was. He was going to travel all over the country and he was going to sell this plan to convert Social Security into basically 401ks. You know, turn your Social Security into your own personal retirement plan. Privatize the whole thing. Have Goldman Sachs or whoever was giving the most money to the Bush campaign at the time, have that big Wall Street bank run the program. And he got through what, 5, 6, 7 cities where he gave speeches about the importance of privatizing Social Security, President Bush in 2005. And every time he gave a speech about how important it was that we privatize Social Security, his approval ratings went down. To finally reach the point, you know, 5, 6, 7 cities into that tour in 2005, they just pulled the plug on it. They stopped talking about it. That was the end of that. And then, of course, you've got, you know, the Republicans also wanting to cut or destroy Medicare. They want to completely privatize Medicare. Well, Medicare is now 50% privatized through these Medicare Advantage scams. And, you know, they want to do the same thing with Social Security, clearly. Only instead of dealing with an insurance company, you'd be dealing with a bankster. But I think when people are told what is actually going on with Medicare Advantage, you know, with the privatization of Medicare, they're horrified. I was talking with my youngest brother. I had three younger brothers. One died last year. My youngest brother, I was talking with him the other day, and he's turning 65 this year. And it was like, you know, are there any good Medicare Advantage programs? I'm hearing all these ads on TV. Literally every day something comes to my mailbox and I'm getting all these. And I'm like, no, there's none. I sent him a copy of my book, The Hidden History of American Healthcare. I said, you can read the whole story. But it's like, people just don't know what's going on. But bottom line is, the average American does not want Social Security benefits cut. They don't want Social Security privatized. They want Medicare to be strong and intact. And Medicaid, which is the health insurance program for people making under roughly $15,000 a year, it depends on which state you're in, Medicaid, and also that provides for long-term care for elderly people who are destitute and need long-term care. Medicaid doesn't, you know, the people on Medicaid don't want that to be cut either. So the Republicans know they can't get away with saying, you know, or they can't campaign on this. They can't run for office saying, and they've certainly known this since 2005. You can't run for office saying you want to privatize Social Security. You want to end Medicare. You want to end Medicaid. It doesn't work. So they think that they can force the Democrats to do their dirty work for them. And I'm thinking, and I don't know, maybe I should write this as tomorrow's op-ed, but I'm thinking that the two Santa Claus theories, strategy, Jude Whiskey's two Santa Claus theory or strategy that he laid out in the Wall Street Journal back in 74, I don't think it's working anymore. I really don't think it's going to work. And the question is, are these guys going to take this right to the brink or not? I don't know, but I am seriously concerned. By the way, we were speaking, you know, we talked with Phil Itner in the last hour live from Kyiv, Ukraine. One of the things that I somehow missed in Volodymyr Zelensky's discussion to the folks at Davos day before yesterday was, he said, this is a quote from his talk at the World Economic Forum. He said, I don't quite understand that Putin, he's speaking about Putin, that he is the guy. I don't quite understand that he is still alive, or that it is him particularly making decisions, or who is taking decisions there. Who is the circle of people making the decisions? I don't quite understand who to talk to and about what, because this was in response to a question about negotiating. I'm not sure that Russia's president, who sometimes appears against a chroma key, is really him. Whoa. Amazing. And now, why is it that libertarians, I've got two geeky sciences for you I want to share with you. These are just absolutely fascinating. Then I'll pick up your phone calls here at 202-808-9925. The first is a study of liberty. It was published in Political Psychology, which is a fascinating little niche journal. And what they found was that libertarianism was associated with both opposition to a woman's right to abortion and support for a man's right to abandon his wife and child. It's financially. They conducted two different studies, a series of two different studies. I'm quoting here from a piece that was published at nordot.app, SciPost, PSYPost is the website. The researchers found that those who described themselves politically as libertarian were less likely to support a woman's right to have an abortion. Libertarians were also more supportive of a man's right to deny their partner's abortion or to remove their financial support for unwanted children. The idea, they write, the idea of freedom that libertarians subscribe to, which sounds attractive and is often wielded by politicians as though it has a single objective definition, does not actually translate into straightforward policy prescriptions. This is from Dr. Chalmers, one of the scientists who did this study. Notably, he notes, our analysis suggested that hostile sexism, i.e. sexist antipathy, may account for this effect. Hostile sexism is where men think that women must be subordinate to them. And they claim that that subordination gives them an obligation to care for women. And yet, when you ask libertarians about this, they deny that need to care. They go on to say, libertarians in the United States are also much more likely to be Christian than those in other countries. And this link between libertarianism and religiosity may have something to do with libertarians' unexpected endorsement of this form of, they call it benevolent sexism. You know, yes, little lady, I'll take care of you kind of nonsense. The other geeky science story that also came from SciPost, this is published in the Journal of Psychophysiology. And the author of the study, Sandra Langslog, is an associate professor at the University of Missouri in St. Louis and director of the Neurocognition of Emotion and Motivation Lab. And what they were trying to figure out is what impact does pictures of your spouse in your home have on you? They were broadly looking at ways to, quote, reduce the chance of a divorce and, quote, increase love feelings for a spouse as a way to stabilize marriages. And this is absolutely fascinating. What they found was that when people had pictures of their spouse in their living space that they regularly looked at, or pictures of their spouse and them together, loving pictures, quote, participants felt more infatuated, attached, and satisfied after viewing spouse pictures compared to pleasant or neutral pictures. In addition, a pattern of electrical brain activity known as the late positive potential, LPP, was most positive in response to spouse pictures, indicating that, quote, participants had more motivated attention to a spouse than to pleasant pictures. Langislat told SciPost, quote, an advantage of looking at partners' pictures versus attending couples therapy, for example, is that it can be done alone without the involvement of the partner. And they're suggesting this as a way to stabilize marriages. I find that absolutely fascinating. And so, you know, put up some pictures around the house of yourself and your partner. All righty, it's 16 minutes past the hour. It's time to pick up your phone calls for the rest of the hour. What's on your mind? We'll be right back with that in just a moment. Helping you win the water cooler wars, Tom Hartman here. It's 17 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's talk media for the sane among us, and yes, we are still here.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Louise and I are starting the new year the way we finished it, with one great night's sleep after another, thanks to our Cozy Earth bedding. These are the softest, most comfortable sheets we've ever experienced. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. And with over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website, they're clearly doing just that. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, such as the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. And Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in six awesome colors, is super soft, lightweight, and temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, loungewear, pajamas, or plush bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Plus, Cozy Earth bedding comes in a beautiful reusable canvas tote, so get cozy now! Hurry, save 35% on Cozy Earth. Just go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code TOM, and you will save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. 23 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls. Chuck in Coldwater, Missouri. Hey, Chuck, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Love your show. Hi, everybody. I am a committee man on the Democrat Party, and I wanted to set a few things straight. If somebody comes into my local county and files for office as a Democrat, which I am a Democrat, I'm the chair of the committee, if he files as a Democrat and he is legal age and meets the criteria as far as his residency, I cannot remove him from the ballot, and he will go on the primary. And the only way I can stop him is if I can get a judge to say that he's disqualified for something he did, like he's a felon or something like that.
Right. So this is we're following up here on the conversation with the guy who was essentially defending the GOP in New Mexico, I believe it was. In fact, it was in Albuquerque.
Right. Right.
For allowing a felon. Go ahead.
The lady that called from Ohio, I've heard this a thousand times about the national party or the state parties not supporting Democrats that are running.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the way the system is set up. It's set up for townships, your local township in your county, to have a committee man and a committee woman, and they belong to the central committee for the county. And the system is set up for those folks to know who's the Democrats in their townships and get them to the polls on election day. So if you want to win, go to your local township committee man or woman, and if they don't have one, you be the township committee man or woman. Get a list of the voters, go out and knock on their door, meet them, and find out if they will or they won't, you know, if they are or they aren't, and then make sure that they're informed and get them to the polls on election day. And because Democrats outnumber Republicans everywhere, mm-hmm. pretty much everywhere, we will win every election. But to expect the national party to put millions of dollars or even a dollar into a local, say, a congressional race, if that person can't raise the money themselves, then they're not going to get the votes. And the national party has to concentrate on those big races that require millions and millions of dollars.
And that are winnable. So how is today different from when Howard Dean was running the show and we had the 50-state strategy back leading up to the 2008 election? I mean, a lot of people credit Obama's victory with Howard Dean's 50-state strategy.
Well, Howard Dean's 50-state strategy was flawed in that it did not meet the constitutional and state constitutional structure of the party system. Every party has a local group. You know, we've got the Republican Central Committee, we got the Constitutional Central Committee, we got the Libertarian here in rural Wayne County. So the 50-state strategy did not help local candidates. And I was active at that time. I remember when Howard Dean ran for president, and I was working for Dick Gephardt, and he basically beat Gephardt, and then remember his speech with the scream at the end? Mm-hmm. Was pretty funny, actually. Mm-hmm. But so the way to win Democrats, since we don't have the millions, is to go local. And Chip O'Neill was right. All politics is local. Start local. That's how we win.
Okay, Chuck, thanks a lot for the call. It is, and thanks for listening to us on SiriusXM. It is 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls, your thoughts, your observations, your pontifications in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where smart people get their news. We'll be right back. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
Explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you'll discover Civil War history you've only read about. Savor delicious Cajun cuisine in New Orleans and experience the roots of rock and roll firsthand in Memphis aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax on your private balcony taking in the scenery.
WAUK.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. The last president getting fined almost seven figures over one of his lawsuits.
A Florida federal judge says Donald Trump and his lawyer's lawsuit claiming Hillary Clinton and former Justice Department officials conspired against him in the 2016 campaign had no reasonable legal claim, that it wasted the court and the defendant's time. The judge fining the former president and attorney for nearly $1 million in sanctions, saying the former president has a pattern of abusing the courts to serve political purposes, and then listed several other failed Trump lawsuits.
ABC's Andy Field. Federal jury in Topeka has convicted Chase Neal after he admitted in court, while acting as his own attorney, that he threatened to kill Congressman Jake LaTourneur. Doesn't appear anyone was killed or injured in an early morning fire in Seoul, South Korea, neighborhood of densely packed makeshift housing. At least 60 dwellings were destroyed. It took firefighters 5 hours to douse the blaze. This is ABC News.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Our guest is Kristen Elfheim, who is the state Senate candidate for District 19 in the Fox Valley.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
There are really good people that have been in Madison on both sides. And if we're not letting the strongest problem solvers win, we're making a mistake.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, always on the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. I was reminded of Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
I was reminded of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. 34 minutes past the hour, the Supreme Court just announced that they are unable to identify who leaked Sam Alito's draft opinion. I think that's kind of their way of saying Sam Alito did it. Who knows? Picking up your calls, Marie in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Marie. Thanks for listening to SiriusXM. Hey. What's on your mind today?
Thanks for taking my call, Tom. I'll keep it brief. I have been thinking about, apparently Donald Trump claims that he held on to the folders that he claims were empty, as that they were sort of a cool keepsake of his time in office.
Right.
Number one, that's an interesting way to be a theft of office supplies, but we'll leave that aside. Mm-hmm. But the other thing is that what worries me is he could, assuming that what he's saying is true, that they were empty, he could put some false information that supports Putin expanding the war or doing something in response to false information that he would then say is, you know, intel that he got from regarding activities of the U.S. Because remember, Trump said he was apparently willing to engage in an attack on North Korea and place the blame on somebody else. What would make us think that he wouldn't do something to harm the Ukraine by giving Russia something that appears to be legitimately intel on the U.S.?
I completely 100% agree. I'm of the opinion, and this is merely my own personal opinion, so I'll just put that out there. I mean, you can call it a conspiracy theory if you want. But I'm of the opinion that Trump took those documents because he believed he could sell them. And I'm also of the opinion that he did sell them. His family has gotten billions, literally billions. We know of at least $2 billion. And we learned today of we don't know if it's hundreds of millions, but, quote, untold millions from the government of Saudi Arabia. I don't think that they pass out that kind of money for nothing, particularly to a guy who no longer has political power. He had to have something that he could exchange for $2 billion coming into his family's coffers. And I think it was the papers that he walked out of the White House with. That's just my opinion, but, you know, prove me wrong.
Yeah.
All righty. Marie, thank you. Thanks for the call. Bren in Madison Heights, Virginia. Hey, Bren, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, this is just going to be a real quick question because you've been educating people about Medicare Advantage for the last couple of years now. But isn't there some agency or somebody in the government that could say, we want to change the name? You cannot say Medicare Advantage.
The name was written into George W. Bush's 2003 legislation. And that's why, you know, the Medicare Reform Act, I think it was called. And that's why, you know, we're stuck with it at the moment. Mark Pocan and Ro Khanna, in large part in response to callers on this program, have introduced legislation. It's called the Save Medicare Act, which just does one simple thing. It says that Medicare Advantage programs may no longer use the word Medicare, period. They can call themselves anything they want, but they can't use the word Medicare. That refers to government insurance, and private insurance is not government insurance, period. End of discussion. So,
yeah.
But the chance of it passing the Republican-controlled House of Representatives is zero, sadly.
Yeah, I mean, with the Senate, I mean, I don't mind calling my senators at all, just saying, is there anything y'all can do?
Well, I think you should. I think that every one of us should call both of our senators and our member of the House of Representatives.
The House of never mind.
Well, even if it's
no
a Republican,
I'm, this guy.
You know, I've got Earl Blumenauer as my you know congressman, and I got Ron Wyden and Jeff Merkley as my senators, and you know I call their offices from time to time just as a citizen, not as some talk show host or something. And, and I've called and said, I am very concerned about Medicare Advantage. I think this thing is a scam, and put it on your radar. Do something about it.
I will try. I've done it a couple of times before with different topics. Has not gone anywhere. It's a very, very Trumpy guy.
Yeah, well, what happens is they keep track of the callers. I mean, this is the job of typically it's an intern, you know, or a kind of low person on the totem pole who answers the phones. And you know, they basically provide a spreadsheet. And at the end of every week or every month or whatever, you know, periodically, the political folks in those offices will look over the spreadsheet and say, well, what are people upset about? What are people calling about? And if enough people call about a particular issue with a particular point of view on that issue, it has the ability to change policy. And even for Republicans, I realize that, you know, in this case, we're going up against millions, probably hundreds of millions of dollars in campaign contributions from the insurance industry. But nonetheless, it's still, for most people, it costs nothing to call, you know.
I used to get more communication from that office, mm-hmm. some more emails. I'm rarely even seeing anything now.
Yeah.
So I feel like they know my orientation, so to speak.
Oh, I think it's more that Republicans are just keeping their heads down now. I don't know of any Republicans, for example, who are doing town hall meetings. They just don't do it anymore. You know, Kyrsten Sinema hasn't done one in years either. I mean, you know, there's a few corrupt Democrats and then, you know, the entire Republican Party. They just don't want to talk to the public.
Yeah, well, so that's some things you just can't turn around. So we'll see. We'll just keep working at it.
There you go.
All right, thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure, Bren. Thank you. You too. Jim in Valley Center, California. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind today? Jim in Valley Center, listening on the Tom Hartman app. Jim, you've been on hold for a while. I'm going to put you back on hold here. Jim is on line three, Joyce, if you can figure out what's going on there. Roosevelt in Chicago. Am I saying that right?
Roosevelt.
Oh, Roosevelt. Okay, it's missing a letter.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing, Roosevelt? What's up?
All right. We talked in 2017 about our similar experience with the mucusless diet healing system.
Oh, yeah. Arnold Arendt.
I wanted to point out a string of events that actually occurred. There's no conspiracies involved. That in 2017, Pompeo was placed over the CIA. And I guess he would have been privy to CIA employees' names and locations. And later that year, Trump visited Putin for 2 hours with no record of what was said or exchanged. Later that year, CIA agents in Cuba and Russia were attacked with direct targeted microwaves or sound instruments.
There were also a number of CIA, mostly informants around the world, who were killed in the months immediately after Donald Trump's meeting with Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out those string of events because I think it's been generally missed by a lot of people.
I agree, Roosevelt. I agree. And right. I think it's a big deal. I think why the Democrats didn't investigate this stuff in the 2 years that they had control of the House is beyond me. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that is made for the House Oversight Committee. But, you know, they were 100% committed to getting legislation done and doing the people's work. I get that. But I think we can chew gum and walk at the same time.
Right.
Yeah. Roosevelt.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
Yep. Thanks for the call. Leslie in Seattle. Hey, Leslie, what's on your mind today?
Well, I'm going to test. Can you hear me?
Yes. I hear you fine.
Okay. Great. Yes. I'm 66 years old, and when I was younger, a lot of my friends worked in mental health counseling mental health patients and clinics here in Seattle and other places. And Reagan got elected and was, as you know, the hero for saving the day and saving people lots and lots of money in their taxes. And as you certainly know, he was able to do that by draining a lot of social services.
Well, he also raised taxes on working class people 11 times. He cut taxes on the rich, but he raised taxes on all the rest of us.
Okay, so he cuts the social program, and now one or two generations later, we're wondering where all these homeless people came from.
Yep.
All those people who had parents or grandparents who were in need of mental health advice, addiction advice, counseling, are now homeless and on the streets. He dumped it all on the cities, and it's a federal, the feds need to support these programs. But anyway, it's just the history of where it came from, and that, like Hooverville, these people almost should be called Reaganites or something.
Yeah, Reaganvilles.
They are Reaganvilles. They are the inheritors of his election and his cutting the services.
You're absolutely right. And he did it in California first, you know, when he was governor of California. He cut back on social services. He also ended free college in California as governor. And, you know, so
that's why we were.
Go ahead.
That's why we were so afraid when he was elected.
Yep.
She didn't allow me 2 points. But my other point that I would just love to hear about is how some countries, some religions have community service or service required of their young people.
Yeah, the Mormons
in Israel
are big on this.
And the Mormons are big. And the idea of that, it cuts across party lines. It's and it takes people who are in the prime of their life to do something other than make money.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's not popular. I just wish if I were queen, I would say we need mandatory service.
Yeah.
Get the young people doing something that takes them beyond themselves.
I've been saying for years, I mean, Charlie Rangel and I used to talk about this all the time on this program, you know, that we should have a deal in the United States where you give 1 year of service to your country, and it does not need to be military service. You can volunteer at any nonprofit anywhere in the country. You give 1 year of service to your country, and in exchange for that, you get a free college education or free trade school or something else that, you know, of considerable value.
Exactly. And it's the first thing on your resume. And if people see that on your resume, like, you get to jump to the head of the interview panel.
That's right. That's right. The whole creation of the Peace Corps and of the AmeriCorps, you know, from Kennedy and Carter and all these programs, a lot of them would have fit perfectly into that model. And I believe, you know, some of them were even conceived to operate within that model, you know, post-draft. But, you know, it never happened. It never really got played out. And,
no.
You know, Charlie Rangel tried to propose legislation about that every 2 years.
The idea that it could cut across party lines, you know, young people meeting each other from different orientations. But
I agree.
Anyway, thank you, sir.
It's good culturally. It's
thank
also
you.
Good developmentally, Laura, Leslie. I mean, it's good for young people. They need these transitions into adulthood. Leslie, I got to run. Thank you for the call. And thanks for listening to KBCS. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Speaking the truth, the multinational corporations would really rather you didn't know all about. We'll be right back with more of your phone.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other.
each other and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Do you know the importance of a high-protein diet for your dog? Dogs are omnivores, and it's imperative that they get enough protein in every meal. Many of the mass-produced dog foods, especially the dry dog foods, may lack the essential protein and the healthy fats that your dog needs for optimal health. Introducing Dynavite's Meal Booster. It's a freeze-dried meal topper that is loaded with protein and omegas. You just sprinkle it on top of your pet's food for a delicious taste, packed with essential nutrients that can help support a healthy skin and coat, gut health, and the immune system. These toppers help our dogs, Blue and Chewy, get all the nutrients they need to be healthier and full of life. And they love Dynavite meal toppers. They absolutely love them. Dynavite is so confident that your pet will benefit from their products and your pet will love them as much as ours do. They offer a 90-day risk-free trial on your first purchase. See, you have nothing to lose. Go to Dynavite.com today. That's Dinovite.com. And check it out. Dynavite.com. Terms apply. See the site for details. 52 minutes past the hour. Dwayne in Sacramento. Hey, Dwayne, thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I wanted to talk to you about that study about pictures of your spouse inside of your house.
Okay.
For me personally, I have a refrigerator that has the display on the outside. So my wife's album from her phone is on there, and I think there's something to that study because it's constantly flashing pictures of her and I golfing and on vacation.
Oh, you've got one of those little digital picture frame things,
right.
Yeah,
on the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
So it's constantly reminding us of the good times that we've had as a couple, and so any of the trivial arguments that we have kind of go on the wayside when you're always remembering
hey, I've had great times with this person.
Yeah, I agree. You know, we had an advertiser on this show a couple of years ago, maybe a year ago, freeprints.com, I think it was called. And so I started using them. And, you know, where you just take a picture on your phone and send it off to them, an email, and they send you back, you know, a canvas print, you know, the picture printed on canvas or whatever. I mean, the ones that I get are on these little, you know, 1 foot square canvas things. And I've printed a whole bunch of pictures of Louise and I, or Louise and I and our three kids. And, you know, they're around the house. And every time I look at them, I get a warm, fuzzy feeling. So, yeah, I think it's a good thing.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think there's honestly something to that.
I agree. Dwayne, thank you. Thanks for validating that that study. I appreciate the call. Anthony in Chicago. Hey, Anthony, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I'm known as the tax doctor here in Chicago.
Okay.
And one thing I like to say, I want to thank you for bringing some wonderful things to our attention, especially the fact that our white brothers and sisters need to understand that it should be no problem with them using their tax dollars to pay for our health care and other stuff. Same thing with our union brothers and sisters. But they seem to take that as a problem why we got these Republican congressmen talking about they want to cut the budget.
Yeah.
Make the rich pay more. That's what they should be about, Tom.
Yeah, or make them pay just what they deserve. I mean, you know, it's estimated that about $1 trillion a year is not coming into the federal government because the rich are doing their tax avoidance. I'm with you, Anthony. Thank you very much. Well said. Harry in Pittsburgh. Hey, Harry, what's up? Thanks for listening to SiriusXM.
Hi, Tom. I want to have a question here. Social Security and Medicare are self-funded through the taxes that pay on employers and employees. Their money does not come out of the federal budget. So how are the Republicans trying to get away with somehow tying cuts in Social Security to the debt ceiling, and why is nobody calling them out on this?
They're lying through their teeth. I mean, they're Republicans. What do you expect? But you're absolutely right, Harry. This is where Kevin McCarthy is going to find his back up against the wall pretty soon. Because as long as Joe Biden is saying, I'm not going to negotiate, Kevin McCarthy has to come up with, at the very least, the first position. He has to be the one who comes forward and says, okay, well, how about this, right? And whatever the this is, it's going to be widely unpopular because it's going to be a cut in something that average Americans are going to feel, because there's no way Kevin McCarthy is going to cut benefit programs for billionaires. He's not going to, you know, he's not going to cut support, you know, funding for the oil industry. He's not going to cut the subsidies for the banking industry. You know, he's going to go after us. So it's going to get interesting, Harry. It's going to get real interesting. Thanks so much for calling. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It really requires all of us. It only works when most all of us participate. That means you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself, people around you.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
I'm starting the new year just the way I finished it, with one great night's sleep after another, thanks to my Cozy Earth bedding. They are the softest, most comfortable sheets ever. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. And with over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website, they're clearly doing just that. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, such as the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. And Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in 6 awesome colors, is super soft, lightweight, and temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, loungewear, pajamas, or plush bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Hurry, save 35% on Cozy Earth. So get cozy now. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit AsiaRetirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and...
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green.